Paul not daunted by earthly pomp. Agrippa now gave Paul liberty to speak. The apostle was not disconcerted by the brilliant display or the high rank of his audience. Earthly pomp could not daunt his courage or rob him of his self-control. "I think myself fortunate that it is before you, King Agrippa, I am to make my defense today against all the accusations of the Jews, because you are especially familiar with all customs and controversies of the Jews." Paul related the story of his conversion. He described the heavenly vision, a revelation of divine glory, in the midst of which sat enthroned he whom he had despised and hated, whose followers he was seeking to destroy. From that hour Paul had been a fervent believer in Jesus. With power, Paul outlined before Agrippa the leading events of the life of Christ. He testified that the Messiah had already appeared in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. The Old Testament scriptures had declared that the Messiah was to appear as a man among men. In Jesus had been fulfilled every specification outlined by Moses and the prophets. The Son of God had endured the cross and had ascended to heaven triumphant over death. Once it had seemed incredible to him that Christ should rise from the dead, but how could he disbelieve what he himself had seen and heard? At the gate of Damascus he had looked upon the crucified and risen Christ. He had seen and talked with him. The voice had bidden him proclaim the gospel of a risen Savior, and how could he disobey? Throughout Judea and in regions afar off he had borne witness of Jesus the crucified, showing all classes that they should repent and turn to God and perform deeds worthy of their repentance. "For this reason the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. To this day I have had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass.